Wisconsin. It's our very first, our ceremonial first pitch, if you will, of the segment called Yes, Chef. And it wouldn't be Yes, Chef without a chef. He's Adam Pavlak. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Again, thanks so much, Adam. There's probably nothing that I could talk about sports and food for like untold amounts of time, but probably eventually I could talk about food more because it's infinitely interesting to me. I hope everybody at home finds it interesting as well. If you have questions for Chef Adam or me or a comment, feel free to give us a call or text. Yeah, we want to hear from you. 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842. But I wanted to ask you a question about getting some skills related to butchering things. Now, I have been around when friends of mine have been deer hunting and they've field dressed a deer. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm like, I would like to know and take a class or figure out how to actually butcher not just a side of beef, but other game as well. I have gained the basic skills to break down a whole chicken. I can do that. Probably not as well as I should, but is this something I can like YouTube and learn or what's the best way to learn how to butcher things properly? Cause it makes a big difference.
So, I mean, definitely I would say you don't have to go with like sides of animals because I mean, that's what the butchers are usually getting into the primals and then breaking those down. But it is nice to be able to, you know, take a tenderloin and do that and cut that into your own steaks or take a whole rib roast and maybe cut that into steaks or whatever it is. You brought up chicken. Poultry is like something that's a lot more difficult and it just takes more finesse, but I would definitely start if you have interest to start by watching some videos and then look out for classes, you know, whether it's a Sur La Table, whether it's a butcher shop is actually hosting it. I believe the Polish Center of Milwaukee, Joe Parajeki does butcher shop classes where you can make sausage or learn how to cut meat. Or, you know, if you're really, really into it, maybe you can go to a butcher shop and say, hey, let me put everything on and watch you and let me get in. And who knows what they say? It depends, I guess, on their insurance company. We'll see what happens.
So the smaller and the longer in existence, the more family oriented the butcher shop, the better odds I get. Yeah, I can just see me rolling it in with my hairnet on, ready to go. Like, hey, let me at it. Let me see.
Exactly. I'll give a shout out to Ray's Butcher Shop. That's where I go for my stuff.
Yeah, Ray's is amazing. I'll definitely check out the Polish Center. And my fish filleting skills are coming along slowly. That is a skill gained only by sheer repetition. I won't even get into the boning of fish. I have not done that perfectly ever. But you've run restaurants before. You've worked in lots of them. And I like to ask every chef that comes on the show this question because it happens a lot. And that is, hey, you're a diner in a restaurant and you don't like there's a plate of food in front of you and something isn't right or you're displeased with it. What do you want a customer in one of your restaurants to do if they don't like what they're eating? And there's two versions, right? There's a hair in my soup. That's one problem. You let the server know that's going to be corrected. But if they don't like it or it wasn't to their taste or they didn't, it's not really what they expected. What do you want somebody to do in that situation?
Okay, this is a huge thing. And I'm so happy that I can like get this out to the public or the people that are listening. And I want them to take this seriously because it makes all the difference. So we'll start with what not to do first, and then we'll go into what to do. So what not to do is say nothing, pay for the bill, give them a really crappy tip because you didn't like the food or whatever, but the service might have been okay. Go home, rush to the computer, and write a bad review. Okay? No one should ever do that ever again that's listening to this segment right now. Okay? Let's just erase that out of what people should be doing after dining. If you're at a restaurant. This is what we're going to do. Let's say you get, you know, a steak and it's over. Obviously, you can say, hey, this isn't to my liking. But if it's something that doesn't taste right or you don't like it, ask your server when they come over, say, hey, you don't have to apologize for not liking something either. You don't have to be like, I'm sorry to bother you. I'm sorry, but I just don't like it. It's more so like, hey, this isn't something that I thought would turn out this way, or I think there might be something wrong with the way that it was cooked or something like that. Is there any way that I could get something else on the menu, or I can get the same thing maybe prepared a little bit differently? See what the outcome of that. I guarantee 9 out of 10 times the restaurant is going to be more than happy to take care of you. Let them know, say, even if you want to throw it in there and say, hey, I'm not the type of person that complains, you know, or I don't want to go home and write a review. I really just want to have a great experience and enjoy what you guys are serving and who's cooking and everything, the full package. And I guarantee they will have the respect for you. They will love to hear a customer that might have a problem. You know, some kitchens, they have an off day. That doesn't mean the whole restaurant as a whole is a bad place, or that you've gone one time and it was amazing. You go the next time, it was bad. So then you're like, I'm not going again. It's like, you got to remember, people that are in the restaurant industry are human, whether it's the hostess, the server, it could be the valet guy, it could be anything, the chef, the cooks, the dishwasher. You have to just remember that it's all moving parts. It's human interaction. Nowadays, there's more robots cooking food, but I'm sure the restaurants that we're talking about, people have a bad day or people need to be on or there could be a mistake. And I guarantee we would rather make a new dish or make it to your liking right then and there while you're there than seeing that one-star review or that bad review or whatever it is. So that, I'm really glad that you opened that conversation up. But I think people should be more open about not liking something while they're in the restaurant instead of leaving and then talking about it. That doesn't help anything.
That's Chef Adam Pavlak of Egg and Flour, located in Bayview, Wisconsin. Handcrafted pasta. Incredible. I've had your food a bunch of times. I love it, Adam. And from Adam's lips to your ears, if you don't like it and you're in a restaurant, say something so they can make you happy. That's what they're in the business to do. We'll see you next week, Chef, on our next installment of Yes, Chef. I can't believe we're already out of time. Thank you so much.
I know. We have so much to talk about.
We do. And we've got every Tuesday at 2:30. Keep it locked, everybody. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Maggie and the Millionaires is up next.
Yes, Chef.
Of course, I could get a hell of a good look at a T-bone steak by sticking my head up a bull's ass, but I'd rather take the butcher's word for it.
Bull's ass.